Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on this thankful Tuesday evening. I tell you, we have a great show this evening, and tonight is going to be a little different. It's going to be just like this time last year. And the Lord said that we were going to do a show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? So you guys are going to actually be the guests. So if you are listening in, and you want to share, if you're listening in by internet and you want to share, you're going to have to actually dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, if you're listening by internet and you want to share, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. But before we jump into the show, we're going to talk about tonight. I want to give thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring this show, sowing into us each and every month. I just give praise to God for all my sponsors. So thank you so much, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, this is a great, great read. God has blessed her to write this book as an account about how God delivered her son for over a decade, actually about 15 years of alcoholism addiction, and God delivered him from it. And that book is available on your online bookstores. Again, the title of that book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And I'm telling you, that is, Mr. Vincent Lynch is a musical genius. He is the one that wrote the music to the jingle. I wrote the words that you just heard to the song, Bringing Me In with the jingle, but he actually did the music. He wrote the music and produced the music. We have Unique Expression by Design, where Ms. Angelise Washington can take care of your custom needs, whether it is for your personal or business needs. She can take care of your pens, your aprons, the T-shirts, cups, mugs, journals, whatever it is that you need to be customized to have your own little branding to it, yeah, Angelise Washington can take care of that for you. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is located in Conyers, Georgia at 1501 Highway 138 inside of F&D Beauty. Ross can take care of all your hair care needs. She specializes in everything from hair care to beauty needs as relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, lock maintenance, and so much more. Call Ross today for an appointment. Make an appointment with her at 404-599-3712. Tell her that Miss On Fire to Inspire sent you over there. If you looked at any of the pictures on Facebook and you've seen how fabulous I've been looking going to these events, she is the person that has had me looking like that. She's done my makeup, my hair, my lashes. So that is, you need your hair done, your face done, whatever, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, 404-599-3712. She's located at 1501 Highway 138 inside of F&D Beauty, right beside Golden Crust. Then finally, we have PrintTower.com, which is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all, each and every person that has sewn into this ministry through being a sponsor, through sending PayPal, just sending donations through PayPal on onfireinspired@gmail.com. Thank you so much. For those of you who are constantly sending chats, text messages on how God is just blessing you through this ministry, I just thank God for you. So We are going to go ahead and jump into our show. And the topic tonight is, what are you thankful for? So last year, I was going to do a replay of something I had done earlier that year. And I was in prayer. I was like, Lord, well, which one am I going to replay? And I heard him say, what are you thankful for? And I was like, okay, I don't understand. So that was a day or two before the show. And then the day of the show, I'm still praying, well, Lord, which one? What's the name of it? And he said, you're not going to do a replay. You're going to do a live show. And it's going to be entitled, what are you thankful for? Because so many people, it's a joyful time and a joyous occasion for the holidays, but some people get depressed because they've lost loved ones and things have happened, and so they, you know, just don't really have a great, great outlook on life during this time. But God said, help them by others sharing what they're thankful for. And I said, okay, God, I got it. So what we're going to do is talk about what are we thankful for. So I'm going to start out, and then I'm going to bring you guys in. So as for me, I am so thankful to God that I have a true relationship with him. I tell you, you know, so many times we think that, you know, oh, we know the Lord, we know the Lord. But not until you get that intimate relationship with him for yourself, no longer just religious, but you just really, really let him love on you. You love on him and let him talk to you. Because, see, prayer is not just a one-way thing, not you just talking to him. You got to just be still and let him talk to you. And so I just give God praise for my relationship with him. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my life, my health. I thank God for this assignment of being the woman of God he's called me to be in this hour, this purpose midwife. And so as an intercessor, I understand everything I encounter is a part of my assignment, and I give God glory because he's already equipped me for it. So I don't know who that word is for tonight, but God has already equipped you for everything that you've been through. He's already qualified you. He's already pre-qualified you for the life that you're living. But he's already qualified you and predestined you for everything that he's called you to. So you hold your head up high. You walk in boldness and understand that your living is not in vain, and nothing that you have been through is in vain. And so we're going to open up the lines. If you want to share what you're thankful for to have an impact on somebody else and be a blessing to someone else, press 1 and I'll bring you on live, and you can just share with us, what are you thankful for? And guys, don't be bashful, because tonight is your night to help somebody else. You know, share your, you know, what you're thankful for. You don't have to be long-winded. You can just say, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, my life. I'm thankful for my health. You know, whatever it is that you're thankful for, dial 1 now, and I'm going to bring you live, and we can discuss, what are you thankful for? I tell you, I am just so elated. Just had a 2-year celebration of being what God has called me to do with this show. Oh, we have our first person. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Leah, who do we have with us?
Oh, we have Dr. Calvin Ellison, Ms. On Fire to Inspire.
Hi, Dr. Ellison. How are you, man of God?
Oh, doing just great. Just great. How are you?
I am doing well, man of God. I am just elated and excited to be here and being able to do what God say do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say tonight that I am just so thankful. Leading off 2 things, I'm so thankful, as you had mentioned, for my relationship with God. That my relationship with God is that thing, as Isaiah 33:6 says, Isaiah 33:6 says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the very strength of your salvation. My relationship with God is that stabilizing force and that strength for everything else that I do in life. So that's the first thing I thank him for, is my growing relationship now of close to 40-some years of getting to know our Lord and Redeemer. And as a result, we just celebrated my wife and I 34 years of a great relationship, and I'm so glad that he's kept us growing together in love. So I thank God for those 2 areas tonight.
Amen, amen. And that is a testament in itself of being able to say you've been married for 34 years, because so many people can't say 4. So, so I give God praise for that, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Amen. And then I just want to give a shout out, thank God for as he continues to connect us after we had transitioned with great people such as yourself. So we thank God for the connectivity, the relationship, and we're just looking for many years of doing great things in the kingdom together for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. And we welcome you coming on back and joining us, because we know you're doing some great things for the kingdom.
Well, thank you. God bless you and have a great holiday.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Guys, we have a great, great night of sharing. What are you thankful for? Tonight is open forum. We're sharing. What are you thankful for? You know, because, again, so many people go through this kind of depression during the holidays because, you know, they may have lost their family members or anything. They may have experienced job loss. But what are you thankful for? To be an encouragement to someone else? It could just be something so simple, but you don't understand what's simple to you may be great for someone else. What are you thankful for? I am so grateful to be able to understand the assignment upon my life, and I'm thankful to be able to share with you guys. I'm thankful and elated. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? Hello? You're live with Aaliyah, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Who do I have with?
Dr. Jones. Hi,
Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm fine, honey. How are you tonight?
I am great. Excited about what God is doing. How are you? What are you thankful for, God? I said, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that I can help somebody else and not think about myself, because it's not about me. It's about somebody else.
Amen. You know, so many times you get caught up in, oh, you can't stay stuck. You know, things happen. We're not negating that it don't happen. But at the end of the day, you got to rise up. You got to move forward, right?
Amen. So I'm thankful to God for that desire to help people and not think about myself and have his guidance to do that.
Amen. And the name of your ministry is Beneath the Grief Ministries, right?
Beneath the Grief Ministries.
Amen. Tell us a little bit about how people can reach out to you, because this is a time of season that a lot of people need to talk to.
Okay. All right, Beneath the Grief Ministries, it's a grief ministry. Let's face it, everyone grieves something. And during this time of the holidays, people are grieving because they've lost loved ones, they're by themselves, jobs, different situations. They're all a grief. So therefore, if you want to reach out to me, Dr. Lorenza Jones, my website, beneaththegriefministries.strikingly.com. You can reach me there. Also, I'm everywhere. I'm on all the forums, Twitter, LinkedIn, Shop on Main. I'm everywhere. You just look on there and I'm there. I'm even now on Periscope. So I can be reached if you want to deal with that grief. I also got my first book out, Order It, a little simple little guide for people with grief. Handle your grief. There is hope. Nothing is impossible. So you can get that on Amazon.com, or you can get it from PayPal. So there is someone that is willing to help. And when you're grieving, don't stay in that spot. Do something about it. Handle it. Get help for it. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Dr. John.
Sure, honey. Thank you so
much. All right. I tell you guys, tonight we're talking about what are you thankful for? And so, you know, what you think is just so simple, you may be giving hope to somebody else, and it may just be your voice that takes someone else. They feel your joy. They feel your strength. They feel the spirit that's residing on the inside of you to help them push forward in the things that God has called them to. For example, I'm going to give you a quick testimony. You can press 1 if you want to be the next person to share. I spoke at an event on Saturday night after my celebration. Went over to an event, and there were, I guess, at least 50 to 60 people there. And I spoke to the people, and one young lady came over to me, and she said, "You really spoke to my spirit. You spoke to my heart, and I just thank you." She said, "I tried to take my life," and she said, "back in August." And I said, "This year?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "What?" And I encouraged her, and I spoke life into her. And she said, "You just don't know what you did for me tonight, and I thank you." So you never know your words of encouragement, your words of inspiration. Whatever God tells you to do, you do it. I know one of the things he told me to do was I could not prepare to go speak. He said I had to do it once I got there. And once I was sitting there, he said, "Now, this is what you're going to tell them." And he talked about telling me to tell them about self-love and self-esteem and loving him and understanding their purpose and not loving the things of the world, because the world can let you down. So I have another caller that's ready to share. So here we go. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have live with us tonight?
This is your sister, Pam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And I'm so grateful and thankful to know you. And I'm so grateful and thankful that we go to an awesome ministry together. And I'm just so grateful and thankful this year for family, love, and friends, new friends. I thank God for this moment, for this time. And you stay inspired, Miss On Fire.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, because I tell you, so many people need to hear, you know what, I thank God for love. I thank God for my church family. I thank God for my family. I thank God for whatever it is. I just want people to share, because it's giving others hope. And your joy in your spirit, in your spirit is just, it's producing some things for somebody else. So thank you so much for sharing tonight.
Amen.
Amen, amen. If you guys want to share with us, you have anything else, Ms. Pam, Sister Pam?
I'm good. I thank you, and I'm glad to be with family.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all take care now. Enjoy your holiday.
All right.
All right. Guys, if you want to share, press 1. You are live with us. Anything that you're thankful for, someone needs to hear why you're thankful, because it may just, you know, it may make them thankful. I mean, you just don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people just come out of. You know, thank God we don't look like what we've been through, because, you know, so many people have been through some things, and, you know, they've had some trials, and many times circumstances occur, and sometimes people take those circumstances and allow those circumstances to define you, but your circumstances are not who you are. They don't define you. But we have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Well, great evening there, Miss On Fire to Inspire. It's Dr. Ed Womack. How are you?
I am on fire. How you doing, man of God?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And, you know, I am so ecstatic about the fact that we are paying so much attention to gratitude for the entire week. And so I'm grateful today that an addict, any addict, can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Because as the previous caller that came on suggested, this is a tough time for a lot of people when we think about those that we've lost, not only to the disease of addiction, but just lost in period. And with grief, it can cover a number of different areas. But I'm just so, so grateful today that God saw fit to allow me to be delivered from addiction, to restore me so that I could serve others as well. And that's what I really am truly grateful for, is to not only have family, friends, loved ones, but really and truly knowing that he is faithful to redeem us no matter where we are. Because some people may not have the big family gathering on this Thursday that's coming. Some people may not have a meal to eat at all that's coming on this Thursday. And so I just want to really also offer some experience, strength, and hope to that person that might be in between might be in transition, not really knowing what tomorrow's going to bring. Just be grateful for the little things. You know, I oftentimes tell people that I'm grateful just to wake up every day, because if I'm awake, everything after that is a bonus. And so I'm just really, really glad that you chose to give such attention to gratitude. And I as well will be giving total, even on Saturday, even after Thursday. I'm going to carry this thing out the whole week. I'm just giving gratitude all week long and inviting folks to my show on Saturday to share their gratitude as well, because this is a really tough time for a lot of people. And so just so grateful for you and the call that you have received to be able to continue to inspire and uplift folk as well. So thank you so much, and I'm grateful that you and my circle as well is on fire.
And thank you so much. And Dr. Womack, tell us a little bit about how we can get that extra thankfulness and gratitude spend on Saturday with you. Tell us how we can connect.
Well, most definitely, they can dial in to 773-897-6241. And when you do so, please just hit 1. And my guest on Saturday is your gratitude. So I don't have my special guest is all y'all. So come on over. You can also catch us at www.manriseupradio.com. And certainly you can follow us on Facebook on our Man Rise Up public group. And we'd be delighted to have you.
Amen, amen. Well, I appreciate you, man of God. And I tell you, when God told me to do this topic last year, I was like, I was going to do a replay. I don't know if you were here when I explained that earlier. I was going to do a replay, and God said, no, you're going to do a live show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? And at that point, he said, someone needs to hear some gratitude from somebody else.
Absolutely. And you never, like you said, and like when you were speaking on Saturday, you never know who's listening and who's watching and what breakthrough they create by sharing your own ability to overcome. And it don't have to be anything big. You know, I oftentimes say it's the little things that we take for granted. And you touched on this a little bit. Some of the things that we take for granted, other people would literally give their life to have. And so being able to share gratitude is absolutely critical. So thank you again for being obedient. And let's keep it moving. I don't want to take the flying hostage because you know I can go. But thank you for doing what you're doing and keep on moving on. And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well. And thanks again for down there and sharing with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Guys, we are talking about what are you thankful for? This is the season to be thankful. You know what? We're supposed to be thankful every day. But right now, so many people are not. You know, they're just kind of going through the motions. And so what are you thankful for? What can you do to share? What can you share that you're thankful for to help somebody else? It's your sharing that's going to give somebody else a hope and inspiration to say, you know what? Just like Dr. Woman just said, I'm here to give hope to that addict because I know what that was like. And so I speak life back into them to let them know you have a choice to live differently. You can do this. And so he's cheering them on. And Dr. Jones said she's a grief counselor and she can help you through that. Then we had Dr. Ellison, who is a man of God. He's a preacher, author, motivator. And he said he's excited about his spiritual walk. He's excited about being used by God. He's excited about his relationship with the Lord and celebrating the 34 years of marriage with his wife. And, you know, that's a celebration all in itself. What are you thankful for? What is it that you can share with somebody else to help them say, you know what, my sister, you know what, my brother, I needed to hear that word of inspiration because it just lit up something on the inside of me. And so I declare and decree the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you understand that your strength has not failed you, because guess what? God cannot and will not fail you. So if you want to share tonight, what are you thankful for? Because there's nothing too small that you can be thankful for. Press 1, and I want you to share with us tonight because you are my guest, just like with Dr. Womack and his show this coming Saturday. When God gave me the petition to do this last year, he said, he reminded me last year, and I said, you know, I'm going to continue that. The week of Thanksgiving for this year. And so, you know, I'm so thankful for each and every person that shared. Sister Pam said she was thankful for her family, the love, and everything that God is doing in her life. She's thankful. And I tell you, each and every person has brought a you know, something different, but they're all thankful. What are you thankful for? We got another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us?
This is Brother Dennis.
Hey, Brother Dennis, how you doing, man of God?
Hey, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
What you want to share with us? What do you
think? You know what? I'm thankful for it. It may sound crazy and strange, but I'm thankful for God's chastisement. Looking back on it, I mean, even at the time I was going through it, 6.5 years in federal prison, it wasn't pleasant, but even with that being said, God sustained me through all the years, you know, even when I turned my back on him, he still sustained
mm-hmm.
me and brought me through. I mean, I didn't have any harm done to me or anything, you know. He just sustained me. Even though I was at my lowest level, he made me even productive in that. And I fell in love with him all over, and I learned to love myself all over and appreciate my family more. So even the chastisement and just being in the valley, that brought me back to where I needed to be. I regained my true identity, and now I can honestly say I can be the man that God called me to be. So I'm not, to be honest with you, if I die today, I feel like I'm good. I'm in good standards with him. You know, my life is, I don't have any regrets. I did what I did.
Yeah.
But even God being so faithful and just right there and merciful and graceful, I mean, even in 6.5 years in federal prison, I'm still good. So I'm thankful for the chastisement because he was still right there with me. He was still right there with me. And that allowed me time to refocus on him. So like the scriptures say in Romans 8:28, and all things, so God worked for good of those who love him. So even right there, I could have been dead and gone like so many of my friends. Lost to drugs, lost to whatever, murder, whatever, gang activity, dead and gone. But I'm alive. So I'm thankful for the turnaround.
Yes.
so that's what I'm thankful for. Chastisement.
Hey, yeah. You know what? But one of the things you said that was so key, you said while he was in his chastisement, you learned about his love, because that's how it was. He loved you so much. He loved you enough to not see you, you know, continue on the road that you were on. And now you said, I found my identity in him, and I learned who he's called me to be. And now you're an author. You're motivating others. You're speaking against bullying. You are walking in what God has called you to be. And it took that time of solitude for you to get back to him. He said, this is the only thing that's going to save him. I love him enough. And so, brother, you just really put the fire on top of another fire, and I praise God for your obedience tonight with dialing 1 on this line. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Most definitely. Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. 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 Okay. I tell you, this is so powerful, so beautiful. We are tonight talking about what are you thankful for? Like I said, this time of year, so many people just kind of go through some things, and you never know what people are going through. They wear a smile on their face, but on the inside, they may feel like they're bleeding out. They may feel like they're bleeding, but God is not a respecter of person, and he loves us unconditionally. He loves you unconditionally, and he wants you to understand that there is hope. Regardless of the situation looking hopeless, God says, I love you enough to let you know through this little silly lady that there is so much to be thankful for. And so press one if you got something that you want to share that you're thankful for. And I'm telling you, you can be a blessing to so many, because look how Dennis just shared his testimony and blessed so many. And I'm telling you, his testimony alone, you know, all of the testimonies have been so powerful and impactful, but his testimony literally brought tears to my eyes because he said, I found my identity. God loved me enough to put me in a place that I thought was my valley experience. But God, that's where I found my true identity. I tell you, that was powerful. Guys, we got another caller. Welcome, welcome to On Fire Inspired. Who do we have with us this evening?
It's Shanae. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you. What an awesome show. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, I wanted to just say, and I'm glad that I chimed in. I'm a little late, but I'm thankful at this point of the year just for the journey. And, you know, it's been a journey in my life for the last 3 years. And even though there may be in some valleys and some deserts and some storms, all of that led me to the authentic me. And so, and that's that place in me where God dwells. And it's a walk that we all have to take. But, you know, so many times we don't want to lose anything because we don't want, you know, we want those things to still be in our comfort. But God said in order to lose your life, in order to gain your life, you have to be willing to lose. And I didn't understand in the beginning. In the beginning, I thought I did something wrong, that I offended God. Or, you know, in the beginning, it just seemed like, you know, I, you know, did something wrong. And only to realize it was nothing I got did wrong, but I asked for it. I asked God to lead me to my purpose. I told him I was tired. And so, you know, out of all of that, being tired led me to where I'm at now, and that's that walk with God. That's his grace, understanding his grace like never before. And, and just that alone is what kept me, you know. I think we think the salvation of our, when we first got saved, we think of that mercy and that grace there, and we think it's the same the more we walk with God. But I found out that this type of grace that you experience with God, you get on your journey, and you have to lose something to get it. And so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for the loss. And when I say I lost everything. I hit rock bottom in one day, one day, lost it all. So, but I thank God because he's restoring. And if I had to change it again, I wouldn't. I'd lose it all again for what I've gained in God, in Christ.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you sharing tonight, because so many times people think that, you know, in that rock bottom place that they're supposed to give up. No, that's when you seek his face like never before. And you just say, God, you know what? Those things can be replaced. And I know, as the word said, you can restore everything that the cankerworm tried to take. So I already know who you are, despite what I see in the physical, you know. So I'm so thankful that you dialed in and you're blessing someone else to help them understand that even if they're in that place, that is not about being in that place. It's about trusting God. I remember we were at the Atlanta Live. We were our church had volunteered to be the prayer line people that night, and the very last caller, the Lord told me to tell her, trust, have faith, and believe. And you know, sometimes when you're going through your little storm, he said, you remember those words you gave that person? Trust, have faith, and believe. And so, you know, that's one of the things you've got to hold on to, because his word ain't going to return void, and he cannot lie, you know. So I just thank you for sharing tonight, because I'm sure someone was enlightened, someone was given a hope, someone was just, you know, you made someone's spirit just kind of leap because you shared your story. And we truly appreciate you for joining us tonight.
Amen, amen. God bless you, sis.
God bless you. Thanks for coming again. Bye-bye. And guys, the topic of On Fire to Inspire tonight is what are you thankful for? And this is our second year doing this. We did it last year. But, again, many times during the holiday season, it's so hard for some people, you know, because they may not have loved ones. They may have lost loved ones. They may be, you know, in transition. You don't know where people are. You don't know what they've been through, you know. And just like the young lady that the Lord had in the audience that I spoke to that said, you just don't know what you did for me. I was suicidal 3 months ago, and I'm sitting there looking at this young lady. She was 20 years old. She was beautiful, but she didn't understand her identity. And so I started speaking the life that who God is in her to her, and she was like, you just don't know what you did for me. And that young lady was just visiting Atlanta. She was not even from Atlanta. She was from Orlando. So you don't know where God had you, why God had you. You just have to walk in obedience and understand that he is and understand who you are because you are his. I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah. If you have you want to share what you're thankful for, press 1 and we're going to let you share because you're going to be a blessing to somebody. Even if you say, you know what, I'm just thankful to have my life. I'm thankful to be able to see. I'm thankful to be able to drive. I'm thankful. What are you thankful for? Because I'm telling you, there's nothing too small that you wouldn't be able to help somebody else. What are you thankful for? I know a young man told that he possibly had cancer. And he said, sister, I want you to pray with me, and I want you to pray for me. And the Lord opened that door to, hey, I walk in obedience. I don't walk in what I thought I knew or whatever. Mm-mm, don't do that anymore. And so out of that obedience, you know, I prayed for him and things of that nature, and the next day he called me in tears, and he said, sister, I just want to thank you for your obedience. And I got a call. He was just in tears. I said, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? He said, I just got back from the doctor, and they said I'm cancer-free. So, you know, we understand that our Father is a healer. We understand that the power and authority is in our mouth, and if you get in your mindset that I am an overcomer, I'm not a survivor, and I'm not just living or just existing, but I'm thriving in who he's called me to be. So you got to thrive in this thing. You got to walk it out, and you got to hold your head up high despite what it looks like in the physical. So press 1 if you have something to share, because I know somebody got something to share. What are you thankful for? That's the topic tonight. What are you thankful for? We've had so many beautiful testimonies. We had a brother said, I found my identity in Christ. I found my relationship with him. And I'm telling you, that right there, that in and of itself, if you find him and you find yourself in him, you have everything that you need, because he's going to supply everything that you need. But if you don't know him and you don't have a clue who you are, you're going to be lost. But what is it that you're thankful for? Press 1. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. But there's so much to be thankful for. God is a healer. Maybe he's healed your body. God has, you know, spared you. Another testimony, we were headed to, getting ready to head to church, but we were stopping by a store. And as we were getting off the exit, this was just last week, we were getting off the exit, and this man was getting on the off-ramp, coming in the wrong direction at us. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, what is going on? And my flesh didn't even react, because the spirit man on the inside of me, God allowed my spirit to just really get in oneness with him. And I was calm, and I just speaking directly to God, just start speaking to him, and everything was okay. But this man was going down the wrong way, being chased by police. And another police, there was like 5 carloads of police in that vicinity. And we're like, what in the world? But you got to understand that he's a keeper. And if you are not, you know, focused, you can lose yourself in that foolishness, because that could have been a fatality. But God sustained. God is so good. And I just tell you, it was like an angel just gave me peace despite this man coming toward us. And we were, I mean, it, It was crazy. Just getting off an exit, going to the store, and this man is getting on the off ramp, coming at full speed, running from the police. But God is so good. He is so good. He's so awesome. So if you are wanting to share, press 1. God, I tell you, this has been so encouraging. And, you know, maybe you don't want to share, you know, your personal story. Maybe you want to share how something encouraged you that was said tonight. Then you're able to do that as well. Press 1 and you can share. But I'm telling you guys, I know that somebody needed to hear each and every word that was said tonight. Someone needed to understand that there is hope despite what I'm currently seeing. There is joy. There is peace. It is mine. This holiday season, I am going to walk in the fullness of what God has called me to be. I'm going to live joyfully because I have life on the inside of me. I have breath on the inside of me. I can see. I can walk. I can talk. I can jump. I am just living a life that many can't say that they're living, you know, and I praise God. And we send prayers out to the families that lost all of those children in that bus accident. We lift them up in prayer. Lift up all those parents in prayer because that, you know, that is really hard to have just happened right before the holiday season. So we really want to lift up prayers for those family members that lost those babies. But I tell you guys, this has been a great, great show. Now, if you have anything to share, press 1. We just celebrated. We had the celebration a little early. December 9th is the official date for my 2-year anniversary for the show. But because we didn't want to be in competition with all of the holiday functions, we did the event at the Lenox Square Mall in Atlanta this past Saturday from 2 to 5. And I tell you, if you were able to catch the Facebook Live, Dr. Womack did, we had a great time. We just celebrated. We were able to give out cupcakes and stuff to people in the store and at the mall. And, you know, people were like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all getting? Why are y'all so happy? Why are y'all getting? We just celebrating my 2-year anniversary. And, you know, people, you know, joy is infectious. And people are like, what is this? But it made them smile. It brought joy to them because the joy on the inside of us produced some joy for them. So you never know where you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it. You just have to trust God. And if you understand your identity in Him, you'll understand that it's so much bigger than you. You'll understand that what you went through is so much bigger than you. And I just tell you, just like Dennis said a little earlier, he said, God loved me enough to confine me for a period of time. And during that chastisement that he felt was chastisement, which was really God's true unadulterated love for him. He said, son, I love you so much that I cannot allow you to continue down this lifestyle. And God delivered him. He's caught up in God, not caught up in this world or world system, but he's caught up in God, and he's impacting so many more lives. So what he went through was so much greater than him. It was so much bigger than him. And so, you know, if you want to share, press 1, because this, I'm telling you, this has been such an awesome, awesome show. So many people sharing personal testimonies, what you're thankful for. So many people are just sharing, you know, and helping others through this holiday season. Some people are traveling, and we thank God for traveling grace as you get on the highway, on the bus, on the airplane. We thank God for your travels and being able to go wherever you're going. And I praise God for you joining us tonight because you could have been doing so many other things, but you chose to join us on Fire to Inspire tonight, and we don't take it lightly. So I thank you for joining us tonight. If we don't have anyone else sharing, we're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. And tonight is November 22nd, and it is a night. This is a day that the Lord has made, so you rejoice. You have breath in your body. You have eyes that you can see out of, you can walk, you can talk, and you have liberty in Jesus. So understand your identity is in Him, not in things, not in your circumstances, not in your situation, because God is faithful, and He will complete the work that He has begun. I love you guys. I tune in next week. We have a powerful, powerful testimony next week with our guest. Her name is Halo Matzell, and I'm telling you, Halo was delivered from a brain tumor that they it was very rare. They said she was not going to make it. But when I tell y'all, this lady is doing miraculous things. She is she's in Washington State, Seattle, Washington. She has people, 22,000 followers that have been watching how God is moving in our life. And, you know, so her story, one of the things, and I'm not going to give you too much because I'm going to let her tell it, but her story has impacted so many people by radio, by TV. So you don't want to miss the show next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What are you thankful for was the topic tonight? And healing in your testimony is the topic next week. So make sure you tune in, tell a friend. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you. And God is great, and so are you. Have a great one. Thank you.